Regular listeners of this program would know I'm a very big fan of Seinfeld. In fact, even though they're on Fox at the moment on TV1 and their repeats, I watch them frequently. I think it's one of the best shows ever made. And I was interested, in fact, fascinated to hear yesterday that the Greater Building Society, they're the go-to building society, the Greater Building Society, that he would head up, Jerry Seinfeld, their new marketing campaign. We've already seen it on YouTube. We saw it on the TV news last night. This range of TV commercials, it also appear in radio commercials, print commercials, and web ads as other marketing material. Now, it's a major coup for the Greater Building Society. Now, they're a big private company, but I think they've stolen the march on places like the NAB, the Commonwealth, the ANZ and Westpac. And I wanted to congratulate their CEO, Don McGuinness, on the line right now. Well done, Don.
Thank you very much, Ray. Good morning.
Good morning. How did it all happen?
Through a lot of hard work and, I suppose, putting together a proposal that we convinced Jerry that he could do.
Now, when he was examining it, did he say, well, how big are you in Australia?
He did question us. And again, we were able to convince him. And again, this was done during some fairly dramatic economic times, as you can probably imagine. So, there was some, I suppose he had a few concerns about dealing with an Australian financial institution in the midst of a global financial crisis. But we were able to convince him that not only were we a very sound financial institution, but also one that had the same sort of values that Jerry had, and that the campaign would be a bit of fun for him to do and let him be his own creative self.
Well, okay, we're at a board meeting and we've got the marketing director of the Greater Building Society saying, I've got an idea, Jerry Seinfeld. How do you go from that to tracking down Jerry Seinfeld and getting to talk to him?
We were lucky enough to be able to get access to his manager of 30 years, George Shapiro, and convinced George in the first instance that this was something that Jerry would enjoy doing. Mm. George really thought the concept was fantastic. He put it to Jerry, and within a space of a couple of days, Jerry said yes.
And he's only ever done commercials, I think, for MX and Microsoft before.
That's correct, yes.
It's unbelievable.
It is. It's a real coup for us, isn't it?
Well, you know, I would have thought yesterday, because I didn't know whether it was a G-up when it was first released on the Herald website in Newcastle, although someone's having a lend to me. I can just imagine the tut-tutting at NAB, Commonwealth, Westpac, ANZ, saying they'd be getting... Which idiot didn't think of this idea before they did?
Look, I suppose the thing that we were able to do is we see ourselves as, certainly in regional New South Wales and Southeast Queensland, as a viable alternative to the major banks.
Mm.
And
mm.
this is certainly a way for us to get that message out in a big way.
And the fact that you are still a building society...
Yes.
Everyone hates the banks, Don, you know that.
we play on that a little bit too.
Well, Don, I'm sure that's part of your marketing, but if I were to open the lines here today, I would take no other calls.
Yes.
Fees, charges, they did this, they dudded me, they don't pass on the interest rate, you know, cuts like they pass on the hikes, and, I mean, bank bashing, so it's probably very good to call yourself the Greater Building Society, which is what you are,
yes,
as opposed to the Greater Bank. Now, you're one of the top 500 private companies, according to BRW, from last year. You've got more than 250,000 members and assets worth $4 billion. And you had to go there, for his convenience, I guess, and go to a... It looked like on TV, and from what I saw this morning on news reports, a country town, you know, a medium-sized country town, and you had to go there and build, from the outside anyway, a Greater Building Society shopfront.
We chose a place in New York that we thought resembled a country town in Australia.
Right.
It had the same sort of feel to it. It had some tree-lined streets and those sorts of things. And yes, we built a greater branch in a little suburb of New York.
Yeah.
From scratch.
And then what... You obviously know all this. You'd have all the people telling you. But I sat there... I got here pretty early this morning. I sat there and looking at the various things on the internet... You featured on every major TV network in the United States of America, watched by tens of millions of people.
We should have left the branch there, shouldn't we?
Well, I think so. I think you better look at it. Because, I don't know what you paid Jerry, but I'll tell you something now. You could not have bought the publicity you've got over the past 48 hours.
And the campaign hasn't even started yet. It doesn't start till Sunday. I mean, we've been absolutely blown away by the response. We thought that we would get certainly a lot of local attention because he is such a big celebrity. But the interest has just been absolutely amazing for
him. Well, you know what? I love, you know, stories. And you're not a battler by any stretch of the imagination. Your organisation, you're highly successful. When a small organisation steals a march on a much larger group of organisations and does what people, including me, thought would have been impossible, on that basis I wanted to actually talk to you and congratulate you.
Thank you very much, Ray. We see this, I mean, as you've seen during the global financial crisis, the bigger banks have just become bigger. We see this as an opportunity to really challenge them now. And now the government's been talking about whether there's a need to establish a people's bank. We really think that we can deliver those sorts of services that that are back to the old things that we used to have in banking of great service and low fees and good interest rates. So, this is an opportunity for us to really take on some of those bigger guys and make a few inroads. I think the important part about this is that there are so many people like yourself who are such big fans of Seinfeld, and not only worldwide, but particularly in Australia, he has a huge following. Yeah. And regardless of whether, I mean, this wasn't a decision that was made by the heart, and that was the point of this. There was a lot of research that was done before we chose Jerry Seinfeld because we wanted to have someone that had that universal appeal, that had the same family values and the sorts of things that we were trying to be a little bit cheeky and have a bit of fun, the same sort of things that we've been trying to do over a long period of time.